Uprising Atlanta right now.
MC Blanqui, diretamente do Brasil.
Ooh, out the gate. Jason and OC Podcast, live from the A, with the Uprise representing.
Let
it go, Simon.
Let that run, Simon.
They're not ready for that, Simon. They're not ready for it. They're not ready for it at all. Look, the dudes at the NFL Network are looking at us, too. They wondering why we so swagged out.
I do not run. Came from the slums. What you know about flipping just to eat and take care of mom? Now we live life.
They looking at us right now. They all looking
MC Blanqui.
Nobody can focus because we're so swagged out. We are here. Man, that's a way to start it off, ain't it, bro?
Man, golly, let me tell you something, man. That song's going to be a massive hit, J-Bell.
So
massive hit.
I just want to know, can I get an appearance in one of these videos soon?
Yeah, of course.
Because you know I'm
Jason, you've been a supporter of the Uprise from the inception.
This is 100% the truth.
When this was just an idea, you were like, you know what, OC?
I was brilliant.
This is brilliant.
Because you are a man of action, OC.
My man.
You're a man of action.
You already know.
I knew you were going forward, and I'd be stupid not to get off this train.
Man, we out here, man. What's up, man?
We in the A.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 53.
Yeah.
You're hometown, kind of, right? This is where you live.
Listen, Atlanta is my home.
Oh,
you know, this is like when I was even playing for New York, yep. I would come back here to Atlanta.
Yeah, I remember you disappeared.
Yeah, and so Atlanta is my home. I'm so happy to be here.
Man.
You know, saw my son. You know, just seeing all my friends. It's been cool.
Talk about your Nigerian restaurant that you.
Listen, so I started to post a video of me eating, and. I don't want to embarrass myself, but you know, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
You're going to post it?
Oh, I'm going to post a video of me eating my Nigerian, because I eat with my hands. You understand?
You're supposed to, though.
Yes. So we have this thing. It's called like pounded yam with soup.
Okay.
You understand? So you grab the pounded yam in your arm with your hands.
Uh-huh.
You make it into a ball.
Okay.
And then you put like a little hole into it. And then
when
you do it, it makes it like a spoon.
Oh.
And then you scoop the soup. And then you eat.
I keep watching your hand like, how does it not drip out?
It just with the practice, you know. And so if you were to see me eating, you'd be like, there's just no possible way. There's no possible way.
This man hasn't been fed for 6 weeks.
It's you so Nigerian, OC. OB is speaking with an American accent. It's your Nigerian ass. Get out of here.
This all happened because I was trying to get you to go to dinner. You was like, oh, no, I got the food.
I have my Nigerian food
I went to my spot.
I love it, man.
Oh, man. That's probably one of the main reasons you wanted to come back to the A, get your Nigerian food in.
Yeah, definitely, man.
All that.
We got a big game this week, man. Are we talking about the game this podcast or is the next podcast?
I think we should wait for the next podcast.
Okay.
Which will be on Friday.
Is that when it is?
Yeah, we'll do that on Friday.
Okay.
I think Simon. When's the next podcast? Friday.
Simon knows.
Yeah.
Oh. I guarantee you Simon knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him about Simon. Tell him what Simon did trying to come into the airport.
So, first of all. First of all, Simon. Simon put on an Atlanta Falcons sweatshirt. He had heard things were horrible with customs in Atlanta, so he decided he was going to. You know, the white man always has the answers. He was like, I'm gonna put on a Falcon sweater.
The man put on a Falcon sweater to get through immigration faster.
Think about the planning, the foresight to be able to.
We looked at him and we were like, you're not an Atlanta Falcons fan. He was like, Oh no. I got a game plan. I've never seen anything so calculated. And I looked at him. I was like, that is flat-out genius.
Incredible.
That is flat-out genius.
Incredible.
Oh, my gosh. That's the way to start, man.
I loved it.
Oh, man. So we're here, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that watch the show probably know about the Romo Award, right?
You talking about the one that you won?
Yeah. Okay. But anyways.
That's not what you wanted to talk about.
Nah. Okay. I want to talk about how you are OC Winfrey when you do your interviews. You are OC Winfrey. You go from chilling just hanging out to a full-on interview with Tony Romo, and it was like this dude had been talking all day, and he engaged with you on a level. I was like, we need our own talk show. And it's not about you, because like I said before, if people know Oprah Winfrey, she has her best friend named Gail.
Yeah.
And Gail got a TV show off of Oprah.
Yeah, she did.
So I need you.
So that's what you're trying to do. Oh, my goodness gracious. This guy. This guy's something else. J-Bell, you are something else, my man.
Man, Tony Romo, man. Man, that was dope, man.
Yeah, listen.
What nuggets do we get?
First of all, Tony, and I always say this, Tony's the best quarterback I played against.
And you told him.
The best quarterback I played against. And I had to let him know that, like, when we were playing against him, there was an element of, because he's such a playmaker.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying
to
say?
No doubt.
He wasn't a pocket passer. He could do whatever it takes to win the game,
man. He always did.
Never won the big one.
Right.
But this guy was a flat-out baller. So I had to tell him that. I had to, you know, let him know how much I respected him as a player and as a person. And, you know, the conversation just went from there. We had a really good conversation. He opened up, talked about his mindset, the things that he would, you know, when he's calling out all these plays, how he thinks about it. It was really, really interesting and a unique insight into a guy's mind.
You know, it's fascinating for me just sitting back and watching, you know, because you had such an impact on the game, because you were rushing the passer, you know.
Yeah.
All those guys know you. Respect you.
Yeah.
And you were literally the thing they feared most.
Right. It was weird.
I mean, like, you, DBs and stuff, they could avoid and all that kind of stuff, but you were coming.
Yeah.
They had to think about you, and you just see that respect as you guys engage.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, man, especially seeing two guys retired, doing well, just having that bond like that. That was super cool for me to be around and witness. And once again, you had me in the back room of we won't say the network, but it was all the top dogs, and I was in there. Shouldn't have been in there, but I know you.
<You're> so crazy, man. You know, I think you know, when you're like being in London for me has been such a refreshing experience.
Yep.
You know, because it's only like lately where people really just OC ball. But before then, you know, for years prior to that, we were just in London just chilling, regular, you know, just everything was cool. And then you come here and
back in
everybody's
the
like, oh, see, oh, see.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my goodness, I forgot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But it just seemed like such like a lifetime ago.
I know, man.
You know, but it wasn't even that far away.
Do you feel like, I mean, we're over here, we're in Atlanta, we're in the A, everything's cool, but do you kind of feel like London's home?
Definitely.
Me too, bro.
I can't wait to go back.
Me too,
Isn't
man.
Isn't that weird?
It's being here is super. I mean, it's dope. You know, I love coming out. But I feel like home is the UK, bro.
This is so weird. I was literally on my way back from the gym. I was talking to my wife, and I was like, man, I want to come back home. And I was like, wait a minute.
You got a big old house.
I got a house here. But home is now literally.
Man,
it's crazy, man. But
man,
it feels different over there. Everything just feels.
It's just, it's that.
It's
that's,
cool.
That's us now,
it's
right?
Cool. It's cool. Yeah.
We the connection is real. To all the listeners, we are we're in it for the long haul. We'll tell you that, man.
Yeah.
We ran past Jay Ajayi. It was good to see him.
Yeah, looking good, Jay.
Yeah, man,
looking good.
You know what? And we didn't have to really get into him with him. Mm-hmm. You know, you were giving him some really good advice because you had been through knee injuries.
Yeah,
and I just feel like I was kind of – his spirits were up, man. And that's a hard thing, going – getting hurt and going through the rehab and all that kind of stuff, just making sure your spirits are up. He seemed like he was good, man.
Yeah, I was happy to see that, man. And the other advice that I gave Jay is, Jay, you are a Super Bowl champion.
This is true.
You've already won a Super Bowl. Now go get paid, Jay.
Go get that money, man. Don't worry about nothing
else.
Go
get paid.
Go get it.
Two things you want to do in the NFL. Nothing else matters.
tell the truth. I know where you're going. Tell
nothing
the truth.
Nothing else matters.
Yep.
You want to win a Super Bowl?
No doubt.
If you can.
Yep.
And you want to get paid. Nothing else matters. And to be honest with you, getting paid is probably more important.
It is. For sure. For sure, more important
than winning the Super Bowl. I know the fans don't want to hear that.
Hey,
I know they don't want to hear.
It's the truth.
Here's the thing that people need to understand before we start getting bombarded.
Yeah, right.
Here's what you got to understand.
Because we are team players.
There's nothing wrong with being a team player.
Right.
But everybody who's looking at this needs to understand that, yes, we're playing a game, but this is a job.
This is a job.
This is how you feed your family. Literally a job.
Man.
So you can't think of it any different than you would think of somebody working in a bank. Somebody working at McDonald's, somebody doing whatever job it is you're doing, you need to think that us out there playing is the same. We're playing to get paid. The same way you're playing.
So
you're,
true.
You're working wherever to get paid is the exact same thing.
You know, it's great we're kind of going this direction, because more than anything, I think people need to understand that you work your whole life to get this skill, right?
Yes.
Your whole life. You have a finite time that you can actually use it to work. I mean, if you're trained at anything, if you are a trained electrician, a plumber, you could probably do that for your entire life being able-bodied.
Yes.
This is something you've trained for, a specialty. We are probably one of the only industries that something you train for, a skill, just stops.
Yep.
So you have to go out there, and you have to go get paid, and you have to do the things to make sure you set yourself up for the future, because you got guys like you did super well. You can go off and ride in the sunset. Then you got guys like me. The NFL gave me time to get to go into my next career.
Yeah.
It gave me that opportunity. So it's great. It worked out. I mean, there's no sob stories here.
Yeah.
But yet you have to be well aware. I mean, we are always transitioning into something. I mean, you're always constantly talking about things you're doing and next moves and what motivates you. It doesn't stop, but you've had to evolve.
100%.
It's something that I think that people need to be aware with athletes. Like, it's a mourning process when you finish playing.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. And another thing, I'm going to get on some fans here, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Go ahead.
I have to.
Go ahead.
Because here's the one thing that I never quite understood. Because you hear about all these players having disputes, you know, contract disputes with their team or whatever.
Yep.
And you have to understand that, yes, the player is making money, but the owners are making 100 times.
They wouldn't be in the business.
Yeah.
People aren't in business to lose.
So the fans always come down on the billionaire side as opposed to what? This guy is a billionaire. Why are you defending them?
What do you think
what
it is?
That?
Do you think it's because the player is just? I don't. Maybe it's because they can connect more with the player than this owner that they don't see, or they have no kind of. You see what the players are doing.
Yes.
You're engaged with what they're doing, their life, whatever. Especially with social media,
yes.
So you feel like you know them more, which gives you maybe the right you feel to have an opinion.
Listen,
because I agree with you,
if you're paying money as a fan, you 100% have the right to your opinion, and you can express that opinion.
Yep.
I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, I don't understand why you would berate the player and not, you know, the billionaire. The player, he's not in the same stratosphere. You greedy? You guys are so greedy.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But not the guy who's making billions. He's not greedy. That I don't understand.
It's kind of like, look at the whole picture. Maybe that's what it is. You got to look at the whole entire picture. Instead of looking at one thing and focusing on that, broaden your landscape, your view, your perspective, and say, how does all of this stuff connect? I mean, I guess that's why we're here.
Yeah, 100%.
I guess that's 100%. Why we're here. I want to talk about one thing that I was quite surprised about.
Okay.
And I think our listeners, because there are people, would like to hear this.
Okay.
A guy that I know has had a couple knee surgeries.
Yeah.
Played a very long time in the NFL.
Yeah.
Fell on the ground a lot.
Yeah, always on the ground.
Decides he's going to climb Kilimanjaro? Did I say that right?
Kilimanjaro, yeah. Yeah.
What in the... How? Why?
How? Okay.
It's just so many questions.
Okay.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
Give us... Let us understand why.
Okay, so doing it for comic relief.
Nice.
Massive, massive charity.
Yes, huge. Dope.
Massive. So, to be honest with you, when I first got told about this, I was like, climb a mountain? I'm not climbing no mountain. Like, what am I, what do you mean? I have zero interest in doing this, you know?
Climb a mountain.
I'm not interested in doing this at all. I'd rather just chill.
Oh.
And then I was told what it was for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, so we're going to be raising a bunch of money, you know, for this charity, which is just an incredible, incredible, massive charity. And so when I heard all that, I was like, okay, you know, my mind started to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is going to help people. And I'm all about helping people. So I was like, okay, well, no problem. We're going to do it. And then they started to give me the real information. And then the information, they're like, hey, it's going to take you 11 days.
11
days. I was like, huh? They're like, you're going to be in sub-zero freezing temperatures. You're going to have nausea, you're going to be vomiting, you're going to have all these type of sicknesses, you're going to have loss of appetite.
Oh,
I was like,
goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
You had
gracious.
To get the shots, right?
I had to go get injections and all that. But through it all, here, I'm going to tell you what kept me motivated.
Got it.
Jason, you see, my whole life I've dedicated now to eating terrible. I've dedicated my whole life to it. I like to eat the worst things in life.
You enjoy food.
I really, really do. So I have to work out at such a high level
to be able
to
maintain.
Be able to eat like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So when they were like, oh, you're going to be walking, you know, 10, 15 kilometers a day, I was like, gives me a license to...
You literally start thinking about your food intake.
I started thinking about food intake. I was like, this gives me a license to be able to pretty much eat anything I want to.
The way Osi's mind thinks.
This is a true story. I said, so I'm going to be able to eat minstrels. I'm going to be able to eat Maltesers and cookies and all kinds of things. I was like, okay, sign me up. I don't have no problem with that.
Osi, I'm sweating.
I'm looking for, this is just...
I'm sweating.
This is my mindset. Just so you know, this is the way I process information. I'm going to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh,
and the
God.
Only thing I can think about is, A, I'm going to be helping people, and B, the amount of goody-goodies
that I'm
going to be able to
eat. I'm straight sweating over
yeah.
here laughing at
so
you.
Shout out to Comic Relief, man.
That's going to be dope, man. I'm encouraged by that. I'm glad you're doing
it. Some other celebrities, like Ed Balls and, you
man.
Know, the Little Mix girls and Danny Dyer.
Man,
talk
and
Dan
about
Walker
me a lot.
From the BBC.
So that I can be a...
Jason, it's we're a, like, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm yeah. quite sure they're going to be asking. We're like, where's the other guy? Where's the other guy? They don't know our names. It's like, okay, you're him and the other guy. Where's the other one? When I'm walking out in London, that's all they... But in London, they know your name. They'll be like, J Bell, where's J Bell? Why are you asking me where J Bell is?
I'm sweating.
Is Jason in my pocket?
Am I
supposed to have Jason in my pocket? You're asking me, where's J Bell?
Osi, I'm sweating so hard.
Where's J Bell, Osi? What?
I can't talk.
Osi, where's J Bell?
Oh,
no, but why? I want to know. I'm literally just walking. It's like 12 o'clock.
They're like, we're supposed to be together.
Where's J Bell? Look what you've done, man. Look what you've done.
I can't even talk right now.
Look at what you've done.
I'm sweating profusely.
Look at what you've done.
People think I'm nervous, like I've committed a crime over here. This is ridiculous.
Where is he? Where's J Bell?
I don't know. I'm over here sweating. We are on Radio Row. The lights are bright. Osi's got me cracking up right now. I'm sweating. I can't even talk.
Where is he? Where's J Bell?
People are looking at me. I can't even conduct a proper podcast.
Let's ask these questions.
I will say this, though.
Okay.
I want to
bring Where is he? Where's Jason?
I, I think that's the name of the podcast. That's it. That's the name. Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, man. My
OC, what, I want everybody to know, we came in here and you got stopped 17,000 times.
Right.
It's active here. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Are we getting into the questions right now?
Yeah,
is it question time, Simon? Simon, I can't even talk anymore. I was laughing. I'm sweating.
Like what? Why do you keep asking?
I can't even conduct a proper podcast. Okay. Whew. All right, OC. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm trying to get back to neutral here. I'm trying to get back. Oh, God, I was sweating so hard. James Pete, right?
Okay.
Yep, all right. Yep. He says, listening back to your podcast from last year's Super Bowl, and OC called it back then in 2018 that the Patriots would be in this year's Super Bowl.
Mm.
Guess what the hashtag is?
What is it?
Mystic OC.
Mystic OC.
Love it.
Yeah, you know. But honestly, that's like saying, oh, the sun's going to come up tomorrow. That's a very simple thing to do.
We're going to really dive into this thing on Friday about the game. But, yeah, you called it. Let's see what else Simon's – what kind of shirt Simon got on? Did he wear something special to get
something
in here?
Special, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to wear this shirt because it's going to get me in the media row better. They're not going to stop me. Why are you?
Lee. Okay. Dave Fenson.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And this is a hashtag AskOC. Okay. Hey, man. Big fan.
Yeah.
After a hard couple of years, my wife and I are flying to Atlanta for the Super Bowl just to soak up the atmosphere. Not going to the game. The trip is a big deal. Can we have some local recommendations and food spots? You are asking the right person.
Definitely. Okay.
This is a great question.
We're going to start with the food spots. First, you want to hit Wing Spot. You want to hit Wingstop. You want to hit the Waffle House.
These
are all like, you know.
You got to hit a Waffle House in the South.
You got to hit Ruth Chris.
Ruth Chris is a banger.
They don't have Ruth Chris in London. Nah, you got to hit Ruth Chris.
Ruth Chris.
So you go to Ruth Chris, you go to Waffle House, you go to get some wings at Wingstop.
Wingstop is brilliant.
There's this Rib Shack. I forget the name of it. Oh, man. I forget the name of the Rib Shack.
You want to do ribs. You want to do barbecue.
Yeah.
You want to do Southern food. You want to stick to that.
Nick and Jim's. Jim and Nick's Barbecue.
Sounds like two fellas that know
about that.
Yeah.
And then as far as the nightlife or recommendations, you want to go to Magic City. you want to go to Onyx.
Oh my gosh.
You want to go to
just Google those.
You want to go to Cheetah.
Oh my gosh.
You want to go to all those spots.
Dave,
go to all those three.
Dave, you might want to Google that.
Yeah.
You might want to Google that.
You're going to have a good time there.
Yeah.
You and your wife.
Yeah.
For sure.
It could be expensive. Okay, we're going to Paul D. We're getting out of that quick.
Never mind. Before I say something
else. Oh, man.
I was going to shut this whole podcast
down. This podcast will be all of a sudden over. All right, Paul D., now we are nearly at the end of the season. Mm. What are your plans for the off season? Sun, sea, and uprise.
Mm.
Man, that Paul D. I like how you ended that, bro. That was
great question.
That was player.
That's a great question.
Nice flavor to it.
Here's what I'll say, Paul D. I think throughout this whole year, this whole season, we've been playing uprise music, but we haven't really aggressively pushed uprise in anybody's face. Haven't done that. Have been really, laid
just
back.
Just building it. Yeah.
Yeah, building. But as of late, every day I got on an uprise shirt, it's building.
I'm telling you, he got the sweaters,
dope.
The t-shirts, dope. The uprise hoodie on right now, dope.
It's building. It's building.
Y'all can't see it.
You can't see
OC it. OC just put his hood on.
I put my hood on. It's building. And so what's going to happen is.
OC, you look like a straight rapper right now.
I do, right? You see my coat? I don't have on any bling, though. But, matter of fact, let me spit a rap.
Yeah,
man.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah,
you ready?
I'm in.
Turn my mic up.
Turn
my mic up.
Turn.
That's it. That's my only rap.
That was Dave Chappelle.
Turn my mic up. I can't hear.
Yo, I can't hear. Oh my god.
But
gosh.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of uprising. A lot of uprising going on, man. New music, new everything coming through. Now we just had a really interesting conversation with Henry.
Man, Henry.
With my main man Henry.
Henry, LA Henry.
Yeah. Henry's a great guy.
He is.
You know, really interesting
fellow.
He's
probably the man right now in LA with that British accent.
Yeah,
I mean, not
yeah,
like
yeah.
He's acting like that. He's a happily married man.
Yeah.
But he just
got some more swag.
Confidence.
Yeah. And so we had a conversation with him, you know. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason already put his stake in.
Listen,
he's like, I'm a part of this.
I basically have a contract with OC that says anything he does and wins at, I'm involved. It's
yeah.
just, it's in there. It's out there.
It's out there.
It's that simple.
So, yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's going to be a good offseason, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. All right. Of course, part we love.
Okay.
Reviews. I have no clue what this means that Simon wrote.
WBA 1990.
And that's the guy's name.
West Brom Albovich. Albion, West Brom. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know about that, man.
You know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. It says epic.
Mm.
5 stars. Listen religiously every week. Man, that I'm telling y'all, that means a lot, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is truly what me and OC do. We're just sitting with y'all. You are the third person sitting here next to us while we talk crazy about Simon's shirt.
Mm.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
QB15. You think he's a quarterback and his number's 15?
More than likely.
Yeah, I like
that. That was good. Good logic.
Yeah, yeah, good.
I like the way you deduce that.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Deduce. That's an actual word. Deduce.
I've
deduce
never.
That.
I believe you. Yeah. You'll say some words that I literally write down, look up, and be like, I'm gonna use that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna use that.
Five stars. These opinions are not watered down.
Mm. Yeah, they're not.
And I sometimes get flat out dominated, but you know what? OC finds a way to bring me back. And make me safe. Andy Tarver.
We're going to run right up to the edge.
We're
going to run right up to look over. We're not going to jump over, though.
Sometimes OC holds me by my ankles over the edge and shakes all the change out of my pocket.
But I'm not going to drop you, though. Just right there at the edge.
How does it look, J-Bill? It's frightening.
It's a little scary. It's a little scary over here, man.
Andy Tarver. The podcast that got me into podcast.
Wow.
5 stars. Andy, that says a lot, bro.
That's big time.
That says a lot because that means you weren't just searching for content. We gave you content.
Big time. Big
like
time,
it, man.
Andy. Thank you. Thank you.
Last name.
Rossi Bram.
Rossi Bram.
Yeah.
Came late to the podcast and have just smashed 7 in a row. That's dedication.
Mm.
That's that.
Binge watching.
Listen. That's like you can consume as you want to, and you have done that. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do the same thing.
Mm.
Just when I'm on a flight, I'm just gonna binge. I'll be
binge.
Cracking
yeah.
up though.
Funny.
A couple
funny.
Drinks on a plane with them pocket. Oh Lord, they might kick me off the flight.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
This is an anonymous. Yes.
Anonymous. Okay.
Okay. OC. When you are back in America, do you worry about your...
Oh.
I can't even finish it. I gotta redo this again because reading it just killed us. Basically, this anonymous...
Ooh.
Oh, God, this is a good one. OC, when you're back in America, do you worry about your ex-girlfriend asking for her $100 back?
Oh, gosh. Shout out to Tanita Dean, man. Shout out to Tanita Dean.
You need to Venmo. I don't
yeah.
care. You need to something. You need to send that money back.
I know,
it's
man.
I know. I think you gave me $100 the other day, so I feel
yeah.
like I should give it
maybe back. You should send it. Maybe you should send it to her. I don't know, man. Shout out to Tanita, man.
That's hilarious. Hey, man. We once again the uprise. We are out. We'll catch y'all on Friday. And there we are. We are out. See you Friday. Uprise.
the run. Came from the slums. What you know about flipping just to eat and take care of mom? Now we live life. Suck de la soir. Girlies wanna come, hang, hang, bang, all the above. 4 or 5 of your stomach. 9 shots, say you on it. Killers open up the bonnet. Getting money, yeah, I got it. This year's me and I. Fully focused on myself. Oh, you tryna be authentic. Busy tryna get this wealth. Gally, swag, Gucci, rag. Gally, swag, body, bag. Gally, swag, Gucci, rag. Gally, swag, body, bag.
Je m'appelle Wizzy Boy. Source King pour commencer. Cette année, je vise le top. Et c'est pas pour détrôner. 1, 2, 3. 4000 euros dans mon compte. Envoie mon yébi avant que je pète les plombs. Virement immédiat. J'aime quand c'est comme ça. La une dans les médias. Jamais ça m'arrêtera. Jet privé pour le gun.